Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Inclusive Popular Music Education Designing for Participation, Access, and Meaningful Music Making by Kevin Drow is a professional music education book focused on how popular music practices can support more inclusive, participatory learning environments. Rather than treating inclusion only as physical access to a classroom or ensemble, the book frames inclusion as a design problem involving repertoire, pedagogy, collaboration, identity, and meaningful student agency. Its subject sits at the intersection of popular music pedagogy, inclusive education, curriculum design, and community-based music making. Drow draws on concerns familiar to contemporary music educators. Traditional ensembles often privilege students who already possess certain technical skills, cultural familiarity, or social confidence, while many other students remain outside formal music programs. The book, therefore, examines how approaches associated with bands, songwriting, recording, improvisation, and peer collaboration can broaden participation. Its purpose is practical and conceptual, offering educators ways to rethink music learning around access, belonging, and personally meaningful musical experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, expanding access beyond audition-based and technique-first music programs. A central concern of the book is that many school music structures define participation through prior proficiency. Concert bands, choirs, orchestras, and elite ensembles often depend on auditions, notated music literacy, instrument access, and years of sequential training. These practices can produce strong ensembles, but they can also exclude students who are interested in music yet lack the background expected by traditional programs. Drow positions popular music education as one response to this access problem, because it can begin with familiar songs, self-selected instruments, digital tools, voice, beat making, or simple chordal patterns. The important shift is not lowering expectations, but changing the entry point. Students can participate first and develop skills through use, imitation, experimentation, and collaboration. This model treats willingness, curiosity, and social engagement as legitimate starting resources. It also reframes program design around multiple pathways, so a student who does not read notation fluently or play a standard ensemble instrument can still make meaningful music. The implication is institutional as much as pedagogical. Inclusive music education requires schools to ask who current structures serve, who they filter out, and what alternative formats can preserve musical depth while widening participation. Secondly, popular music as a route to cultural relevance and student identity. The book emphasizes that popular music is not merely a strategy for making classes more entertaining. Its educational value lies partly in the way popular styles are connected to students' daily lives, social worlds, language, technology, and cultural identities. When learners are invited to bring personally meaningful music into the classroom, the curriculum can recognize forms of expertise that often remain invisible in formal schooling. A student may understand genre conventions, performance style, lyrical meaning, production aesthetics, or community listening practices even without conventional training. Drow treats these forms of knowledge as pedagogically important because they help music learning begin from what students already value. This approach also raises a justice-oriented question: which musics are considered appropriate for school and which are dismissed as less serious, too commercial, or culturally problematic. Inclusive popular music education requires careful selection, dialogue, and contextual awareness rather than uncritical acceptance of every song. The aim is to build a classroom where musical meaning is negotiated with students, not imposed entirely by inherited canons. In that sense, popular music becomes a tool for identity affirmation, critical discussion, and broader participation. Thirdly, collaborative music making through band-like learning environments. Drow gives particular attention to collaborative learning models associated with popular music, including small group formats similar to garage bands or modern band classrooms. These environments differ from conductor-centered instruction because students often share responsibility for arranging, rehearsing, problem-solving, and making musical decisions. The teacher still matters, but the role shifts from sole director to facilitator, coach, resource provider, and designer of productive constraints. This structure can support inclusion because students with different skill levels can contribute in different ways. One may hold a repeated bass pattern, another may sing, another may operate technology, another may suggest lyrics or structure. Or the group can build a complete musical outcome without requiring identical competencies from every participant. Collaborative popular music learning also mirrors many real-world popular music practices, where musicians learn by listening, copying, adapting, and negotiating with peers. The educational reasoning is concrete participation becomes socially distributed, so barriers faced by an individual student can be reduced through group interaction and flexible roles. At the same time, collaboration must be deliberately taught, All-inclusive group work depends on norms for listening, turn-taking, conflict resolution, and valuing contributions that may not resemble traditional virtuosity. Fourthly, designing for diverse learners rather than adding accommodations later, the title foregrounds design, and that emphasis is important. Inclusive popular music education is not presented simply as a matter of inviting more students into unchanged classrooms. It asks educators to plan learning environments from the beginning with varied abilities, interests, communication styles, and musical backgrounds in mind. This is especially relevant to DRO work in special populations and innovative music education. A design-oriented approach considers instrument choice, adaptive technology, sensory demands, rehearsal pacing, peer support, physical layout, and the balance between structure and openness. Popular music settings can be useful because they often allow flexible instrumentation, repetition, amplification, recording, looping, and non-traditional forms of participation. However, flexibility alone does not guarantee inclusion. A student may still be marginalized if roles are narrow, if technology is inaccessible, or if peer dynamics silence less confident participants. The book, therefore, points toward proactive planning, create multiple ways to enter a task, multiple ways to contribute to a musical product, and multiple ways to show understanding. This moves inclusion away from a remedial model and toward a universal design sensibility, where diversity is expected rather than treated as an exception. Lastly, meaningful music making is a measure of educational success. A distinctive aspect of the book is its focus on meaningful music making, not only participation numbers or technical achievement. In traditional music education, success is often measured through performance accuracy, ensemble blend, sight reading, festival ratings, or mastery of established repertoire. Those goals can be valuable, but DRO broadens the evaluative frame. Meaningful music making asks whether students experience agency, connection, expression, and ownership in the musical process. Popular music practices such as songwriting, arranging, improvising, recording, and performing self-selected material can make these dimensions more visible because students are not only reproducing music, but also shaping it. This has direct implications for assessment. Educators may need to evaluate collaboration, creative decision-making, reflective explanation, persistence, and responsiveness to peers alongside conventional musical skills. The concept also complicates curriculum planning because meaningfulness cannot be fully standardized. It depends on the relationship between learners, context, and musical material. The challenge is to avoid treating personal relevance as an excuse for weak instruction. The book suggests a more balanced, standard music education should maintain musical growth while ensuring that growth is connected to experiences students recognize as worth having. In conclusion, this book is most useful for music educators, teacher educators, curriculum designers, and researchers who are reconsidering who participates in school music and why some students remain outside formal programs. It will also be relevant to educators working with disabled students, students from marginalized communities, or learners whose musical interests do not align with traditional ensembles. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a framework for designing classes, ensembles, and projects around participation, flexible roles, student choice, and collaborative creation. Its intellectual benefit is that it treats inclusion as a deep curricular and cultural question rather than a simple matter of recruitment. Compared with general books on popular music pedagogy, inclusive popular music education stands out because its emphasis is not only on teaching rock, pop, songwriting, or modern band techniques. The more specific contribution is the connection between popular music practices and access, belonging, agency, and meaningful participation. Compared with broader inclusive education texts, it remains grounded in the musical realities of repertoire, ensemble structure, informal learning, and creative production. Readers seeking a step-by-step method book may want more detailed lesson sequences or long-term case evidence. But the book is valuable as a design-oriented guide for rethinking music education so that more students can enter, contribute, and find musical work meaningful. If you would like to support Kevin DRO, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.